This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. We have in the program, of course, a very important post-Super Tuesday follow-up analysis with Harley Schlanger. Harley, what do you see is going on with the current situation? Because we have Trump winning 7, Hillary winning 7. We have also the situation where we only have one win in Minnesota for Marco Rubio, who's going on the attack mode, and he actually looks pretty ridiculous. And then we have Ted Cruz, the liar-in-chief, continuing to win by very narrow margins in Texas. It turns out one of the towns where the wall will be built, because either Ted or Trump would put this wall up, very dramatically is supported by Trump. And I think, honestly, at the rate that he's going, Trump is going to get the nomination. The Democratic Party, and I've got reports here from Politico elsewhere, have basically stated, don't underestimate Trump. I think that when Trump goes on the attack mode on Hillary Clinton, she's going to be destroyed. And I would expect by the summer, she's probably going to be indicted. Looking at what's going on with the FBI very carefully from all my sources, they're going to have to scramble to bring in Bernie Sanders, who actually is a much more likable candidate. But he doesn't have the know-how to actually put together what he wants to do to actually provide education at a reasonable cost or control health care costs. You have to be much more specific in your bullet points of what you want to do. If I personally think that healthcare should be a right and education should be reasonable cost so anybody can not be saddled with a monster burden. I mean, how come Americans, young people, can go to Germany and get free education in Germany? They just have to stay there. I mean, it's ridiculous how young people can't even start a family, buy a home or a car because their debt's so ridiculously high and have actually... They've now even started sending SWAT teams after people who don't pay their student loans. This is not right in America. It's not.
Well, you asked me about Super Tuesday, and let me be really blunt and straightforward. I don't think there's anything going on in the election campaign in terms of any of the candidates that represents anything other than a fraud being perpetrated against the American people. The one thing that's real is the anger of the American people against the establishment. And some of them vote for Sanders, some of them vote for Trump, some of them vote for a smaller number vote for Cruz. But the reality is, and you have it in the bullet points we sent you this morning, Super Tuesday is not reality. America must restore its mission. What we're dealing with is an American population that is looking at an election as a reality show. And what you said about Rubio is absolutely the case. Here's a guy who's turning a presidential campaign into a mud-throwing contest. It's like a three-year-old.
Right, he just continues to call him a con artist. So it's like, first off, I know that Trump's plans are not solidified, but he's basically laid out and raised issues that I know he will assemble a team that will deal with it. Now, he's not perfect, but he will manage the business of the corporation, the nation of America. He will build a wall. He will stop the massive immigration of undocumented Muslims into the country. He will tear apart the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership, which, by the way, our military has bombed 3 times Doctors Without Borders, which we financially supported in the past. And it's disgusting that our military continues to kill doctors, nurses, and patients because we don't agree, because they don't agree with the TPP, which is going to cause drugs to be so expensive, third world people will die. This is absolutely an example of what I call true fascism, which is what Obama's pushing, which is a fusion like Benito Mussolini of corporations and government into one unified unit. That's what we have.
Well,
and unfortunately, the same thing is going on with Hillary, who is totally not only tied to Umar Abedin, who's still her advisor, but the corporations in Islamic countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, et cetera, that made massive donations to her foundations. But I don't see that with Trump. And what I see happening with, for example, Ted Cruz, who's another liar-in-chief, we have a situation where the Republican Party needs to get their act together and realize Trump is the current new face of the Republican Party. And as far as I'm concerned with Bernie Sanders, he needs to come out mudslinging against Clinton and saying specific points. If you want to have a real election where people have real choices, we need to have a Democratic Party with Bernie Sanders coming out swinging and saying specifics, and we need Trump to lay more bullet points of what he's going to do and really go after Hillary Clinton, because she needs to be not running for president, but running for prison.
Well, I agree with a lot of what you're saying, except I think that there's a different point that has to be made.
Right.
As LaRouche has been emphasizing, if people want to get rid of Hillary, it's going to be very easy to do it. The New York Times endorsed her in January. And
right.
Then on February 29th, they ran a story on Hillary and Libya, which is devastating.
Yeah.
It just goes through the fact that Hillary, even more than Obama, was the one who pushed the Libyan invasion. She
did it
to make it her signature foreign policy victory as Secretary of State. And
right.
Her foreign policy victory has not only destroyed Libya, but it's turned the country into an export of terrorists into Europe, into Syria, a destabilization that stretches across North Africa. It's a complete disaster. And the interesting thing about the New York Times article, and I'm not promoting the New York Times because it's a big part of the problem. Why do they wait now to cover it? When they should have been saying this when Trey Gowdy and the Republicans screwed up the Benghazi hearings. So the issue that we at LaRouche PAC are focused on is, number one, the transatlantic system is collapsing. Number two, as the system is collapsing, it's moving more desperately towards war. Number three, there's an alternative proposal on the books from the Eurasian nations, the BRICS, and so on. And number four, the American people have to be smarter than to sit around as spectators in this reality show called the presidential campaign and have to be asserting our constitutional rights to reorganize the United States and move us into the future. Now, there are elements of what Trump is saying and doing which are attractive to people, namely punching in the mouth the establishment. People like that. He does have to get more specific, but I'm not tying myself to a candidate. I'm trying to fight to get people to understand that our system represents something fundamentally different from what most people think. And if they were to think it through and think about what we could do as a nation, they would be terribly unsatisfied by what the political theater that's unfolding in front of them, if not totally disgusted by it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's what I think. I know that we have to tie to a candidate because without a specific candidate, nothing's going to happen. I would like to see a couple of things happen. Firstly, I'd like to see Ben Carson swing his votes toward Trump. I'd like Trump to actually start assigning who he wants as vice president. I want him to lay out much more specific bullet points of how he's going to solve each of these issues. And I got a constitutional attorney opinion. And when you have illegals in the country, the children are not anchor babies. That's an actual legal fact now. I've got some really solid opinion on that. What I see happening is that if we don't have a border, we don't have a nation. And the problem is we have undocumented Muslims in this country. And the next thing I think Obama wants, he wants major terrorism so he can declare a new state of national emergency and preempt elections. Because I think that the establishment, which is both behind some of the GOP and the Democrats, in other words, I call them two sides of the same snake, because you see this with Mitch McConnell allowing things to go on with the Obama administration and collaborating with him, but not taking the political flak, which I find very disgusting. They won't deal with the real issues. They just kind of say, well, we're going to let Obama commit, you know, political suicide, but he's at second term and he's a lame black president. And he's done. But yet it's stuff that the establishment wants done. Now, this danger that you're mentioning about war is very real. The only thing that's stopping it is that Russia is being very reasonable. And when this truce is over, by the way, and Russia and the Kurds and the jihadists, the jihadists are cleaned up, and ISIS and ISIL, game's over for NATO trying to do their game, which they started with in Benghazi with Clinton. I think that we need to push Trump to be more specific. Go on the attack mode. Give us more details of what the hell he's going to do. That's what I think.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can get rid of malpractice, so the cost of healthcare goes down. Mediation. You know, what's wrong with us? So, Harley, you've got another opening statement that's really important against the criminal activity of Hillary Clinton. I mean, I think Trump is very knowledgeable about a lot of things, but I think once he starts really going after, which I expect now after Super Tuesday, because she's taking opening salvos and the Democratic Party are taking shots at Trump, he's going to come out completely, by the way, squeaky clean comparison to what the hell is going on with her, because she's got so many skeletons in her closet. Her closet looks like a 747. How's that? It's ridiculous.
Well, and, let me go through a few points without commenting on the Trump question for the moment, because there was a, as I mentioned, the New York Times ran coverage of the lies that Hillary told after Libya. And this is not just about Benghazi. It's about the whole reason for going to war in Libya, why she says it wasn't a war and it didn't violate the Constitution, which is just a lie, and a number of other things. So she's now being exposed by the establishment. Now, I'm not sure why they're doing that, other than maybe there are some people who are beginning to figure that our country is heading to hell, and the leading candidate on the Democratic side is someone who will make it even worse than it's been. So yesterday, the Huffington Post ran a story about Hillary's 2003 vote on Iraq, which she is now saying, well, that was a mistake. I didn't have all the information. And if I knew then what I knew now, I wouldn't have done it. Well, Scott Ritter, who was a UN weapons inspector in Iraq from 91 to 98, wrote about going to Hillary Clinton repeatedly during the run-up to the war when he met with other senators to provide them his expert knowledge about the lack of nuclear program in Iraq. And he met with a number of senators, but whenever he tried to meet with Clinton, she refused. Now, meanwhile, she says she was acting on the best available information at the time. But she refused to meet with someone who had actual facts about what was going on in Iraq. And Ritter writes, what puzzles me are the blinders many supporters of Hillary Clinton wear when it comes to holding her to account for her past record. I feel I'm justified to hold up Hillary's journey toward her votes on Iraq as a mirror to judge her subsequent decisions vis-a-vis Libya and Syria. Now, she said that she would try to learn in her own book, Hard Choices. Hillary writes, I could never change my vote on Iraq, meaning that's done, it's over with, I'm sorry about it. But I could try to help us learn the right lessons from that war. I was determined to do exactly that when facing future hard choices with more experience, wisdom, skepticism, and humility. Now, how could she say that when she's still pushing regime change in Libya and now in Syria? So
yeah, it's hard,
I think
hard to believe, isn't it?
Trump or anyone who wants to run against Hillary. Now, the Republicans have a problem because they support these kinds of wars. You know, they are supporting playing into the hands of the people who run the terrorists. You see, we're not fighting against terrorism in the Middle East. We're trapped by people who control and run the terrorists through Turkey and Saudi Arabia and through Obama, who's a puppet of these networks.
Right.
The Russians came in and they said, we're going to go smash the terrorists, but we're also going to cut off Turkey, because the Russians now are moving to shut down the Syria-Turkish border. And the Russians are also telling the Saudis, stay out of this. And the Saudis keep threatening, we're going in, we're going in. They're not going in because they can't do it.
But not only that, I don't think behind the scenes that the American government, even under Obama, will actually militarily and otherwise support Saudi Arabia's foolish attack, because they've already threatened, these Saudis are full of bluster, the use of nuclear weapons they got from Pakistan because they paid AQ Khan. But Russia is basically saying, you do that, and this is going to go nuclear. And I honestly don't think that there'll be any material or logistical support if Saudi Arabia does it. And they can't even control their own country. They lost one of their own military bases to Yemen, and these people are goat herders and stand sleeping up. Stand up sleeping. And they think they're going to take over Iraq, and again, the president of Iraq has made the statement, he will turn Saudi Arabia into a graveyard for their soldiers and their military if they come into Iraq.
Let's go to the higher picture here then, because what we're also looking at is that the situation on the ground has been fundamentally changed by what Putin did last October when he said, actually, the end of last September, when he went to the UN General Assembly and said, let's form a broad coalition against terrorism. Obama at that point was exposed as a fraud who was not fighting terrorism, was actually abetting the terrorist expansion, not only in the Middle East, but into Europe and into the United States.
Right.
The Russians effectively moved to counter that. Now, Obama continued to bluster and say, well, we're going to send 50 special forces here and another 25 trainers there. And next thing you know, we've got over 1,000 new troops there. But here's the important thing. The troops, the military, said, why aren't we doing what the Russians are doing? So what Lavrov and Kerry worked out, and Kerry did this, despite what people think about Kerry, and he's not my favorite guy either, but he's now being organized by the military in CENTCOM and on the ground in the Middle East. They're saying, look, we want to collaborate with the Russians to crush ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Once we do that, we can deal politically with Assad. And so you now have a situation where U.S. military operatives and Russian military operatives are sitting in a war room together in Latakia Air Base, plotting out the attack against ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They're providing each other with locations of the troops.
Right.
Where are the American embedded troops? Where are the Russian troops? Where are the Syrian army troops? To avoid an accident. Now, meanwhile, the threat still, you know, the Saudis are full of bluster. They're not going to attack.
No, but they're
Turkey
not going to
anywhere. Turkey is. There's still a danger because Turkey is saying if we get in a crossfire and Russia attacks us, then we're going to call on NATO to back us up.
I think NATO has made it abundantly clear from all the reports I get that they have no intention of supporting Turkey if they go rogue on this. None.
Well, Bill, I have some new information on that, which I wouldn't be so sure, because the NATO force, the U.S. military and NATO, is still crazy. They're going with Obama's policy.
They don't have the capacity to handle the S-400 system and the anti-missile defense system that the Russians moved from the Black Sea to the Mediterranean.
It doesn't matter. I'm not talking
about
Syria.
Well, let's put it this way. They'll find all their jets shot down. They'll find their bases hit with not just regular,
but
biological.
Yeah, they will, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
That's not the point. They're still blustering and threatening war, and we'll get to it after the break.
Yeah. They may bluster all they want, but it'll be over in a weekend. I mean, if NATO tries to go in there, they won't have a bird go into that airspace if the Russians don't want it. So the fact is, it game's over. S-400 systems going in, anti-missile defense systems in. It's over. They need to know that. Raqqa, Hazaz, and Aleppo are taken back over.
Have you checked your Google search results lately?
Right.
Search results.
So they can bluster all they want. The first 48 hours.
I'm not
hours.
Even talking about bluster. I'm talking about the fact that there are still people who are prepared to do things that will get us into a nuclear war. I'll read you some of the testimony.
I'll tell you what the Russians will do is what's called a surgical response. They will surgically just kind of smash any aircraft.
I know that.
I don't think the Russians are stupid enough
that.
To start.
I'm just saying we'd better get these crazies out because
you're absolutely correct.
The end of life on this planet.
I think here's what I think Russia will do. If Turkey puts jets across that airspace and NATO backs it up, the NATO and the Syrian and the Turkish jets are going to go down. If they try to put a missile across there, or they're right now they've been shelling an area of Damascus. It's a very large city, and they're actually the Syrians, the Turks are actually shelling a district of Damascus from across the Turkish side of the border.
Are you worried about your military?
This is during the so-called ceasefire.
I'm Joan London.
The Turks are out of their freaking mind, and they're going to get their ass kicked is what's going to happen. And this guy is not popular at home, Tayyip Erdogan. This guy is a megalomaniac. He's built the largest palace in human history in Turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a new Neo-Ottoman.
The point I'm trying to make... Is not, you and I do agree on these things. The deeper point here is that it's not going to be settled in the presidential race unless the American people are more active. And we're seeing many of them are getting active now, but they've got to make sure they fully understand things.
They should be putting more pressure on Trump, for example, to come up with specific plans to neutralize this damn war. Before the election happens, this could blow up. It could blow up anyway.
Well, and the place to put the pressure right now is on the Congress. I had a talk with someone in a congressional office, an old contact of mine, and he said the congressman who was supporting Rubio is completely shaken up because he said Rubio's turning out to be an infant. The Republican donors are prepared to blow up the convention. And he said, this guy is completely destabilized, and it's a Florida Republican. And so I said to him, well, now's the, so how can we move him? And he said, if he starts getting calls from his constituents, he'll sign the bill on the 28 pages. So I did a radio program in that district yesterday, and the whole thing was on get after this guy on the 28 pages. And I talked to my contact this morning. He said I got about 8 calls yesterday, and he's really responding.
Which guy are you talking about? Is the guy in Congress who wrote the 28 pages?
No, it's a congressman who so far hasn't signed the 28 pages. I can't tell you the name, but
okay, yeah,
it's someone who's responding to pressure.
You know the reason why they won't do that? Before 9/11, dark elements in the government, including Dick Cheney, were collaborating with Saudi and Israeli security intelligence to do 9/11. In fact, with Marvin Bush, who was his security officer for the World Trade Center until his last day of work, September 11th. The fact is that this is totally a false flag. One of my best friends was the Chief Missile Command Officer of NORAD, Colonel Lynn Wills. And he told me they were doing war game simulations and putting up false icons on the damn screens. This is a war game that went live. People don't know that, do they? It was a freaking war game. They made the damn thing go live, and then everybody's scrambling around, is this live? Are you kidding? And then they see these towers going down. They know it was a scam, the whole damn thing. Inside the military, they know this. They're afraid that if they speak, they're going to end up getting court-martialed or worse.
That's why the military, there are some people in the military thinking strategically, and that's why this situation, the ceasefire is working.
The ceasefire is working. You know why it's working?
Potential shift.
It's working because behind the scenes they're sharing intelligence information about targeting, etc. And the Russians have enough sense to say, hey, even they're doing a little shelling, they're not doing any major damage. If they do bad stuff and bring jets across or whistles and stuff, all hell is going to break loose because the Turks don't have enough sense to know where the red line is. They don't. They're going to get their butt kicked, is what's going to happen. And we're back with Harley. So, Harley, things look to me as we need to move into shift into the next phase after now Super Tuesday, I think we need top candidate Trump to actually start focusing on these real issues, giving bullet points. Okay, we need to neutralize this situation in the Mideast because Hillary Clinton and Obama have literally put us on a war footing with the insane Turks and the so-called wannabe caliphate of Tayyip Erdogan, who's built the largest palace in human history and really wants to set up a neo-Ottoman empire. That's what he wants to do. He wants to get NATO membership, and he will drag NATO and us into a war that we don't want and the Russians don't want. They want us to collaborate in getting rid of extreme Islam, and we're playing a game. We bomb some villages 300 or 400 times that have all been vacant for years, pretending that we're somehow trying to get rid of extreme Islam when Obama has given specific orders not to even bomb the wellheads where they're selling illegal oil to G20 nations to get money so they can behead people, buy more armaments from us, which we dropship after the Russians blow them up. It's disgusting. And Obama tries on one hand to criticize extreme Islam, and the other, he's trying to be a peacemaker between Shiite and Sunni and setting up this crazy arrangement with the Iranians to look the other way when they're doing missile tests and testing out how to enrich uranium so they can make a nuclear warhead. And the Israelis won't tolerate it, I can tell you.
Let me make a point here, if you'll let me jump in for
a
second.
Yeah.
I think we have to avoid making a mistake, which is a typical mistake, of people saying, okay, now Trump is going to solve things. Because the Trump...
He'll be a team header. He's going to be a head of a team. I can tell you right now,
Let me make a point, Bill. Because you've been cutting me off a little bit, and I just want to make this point. Because the problem with the country is that too many people are passive spectators. And, you know, if Trump can put together a team, that's great. But what's going to keep that team in the right direction? Because some of the people on that team, you know, he keeps talking about Carl Icahn. Carl Icahn's not a good guy. He was part of Michael Milken's criminal operation that looted pension funds in the 1980s. So how do you keep this on the right focus? This is the problem we've always had, that we've got to have an active, educated minority of the population that's not going to put up with these hijinks anymore.
Right.
Now,
that's why
the discussions I have with you I consider important, because what you and I, even when we disagree or fight over things, we're going in a certain direction, which is
exactly
to give people an understanding of how the world works.
You got
to
give these
people who are the real enemies of the United States.
Right.
What are their vulnerabilities, and how can we defeat them so we can get back to doing what the United States is supposed to do?
Yeah, and you're saying how to keep these politicians honest and not put team members that are criminals. Or we'll continue the same game they did before, or a new scamtastic game. What we need to do is we need to have a well-educated and active minority public that will actually try to keep these guys on track, is what you're saying.
And yeah, and while I personally am delighted that Donald Trump has knocked Jeb Bush out of the race, that I think he can do the same with Hillary, I'm not 100% convinced that he fully understands the problem yet. And I know this from talking to some people who are close to the campaign.
What do you mean by the problem? Well, there's multiple problems here, but which problem are you referring to?
Well, I think on the economy. The question, look, he's right. Throw out the trade agreements. But how do you get America great again? What's the key element? And he's also right on blaming Wall Street for the problem, but you have to get rid of the speculation. You need regulations so that you don't create an environment where speculators can get money from the Federal Reserve System to speculate the U.S. into a casino bubble.
Well, exactly. But he hasn't made his put a toe in the bathwater, which is we need to audit the Fed. He's actually made that comment. The next step is we need to get rid of the Fed.
We need to shut it down and take away the power of the private money center banks to control the credit in this country.
That's the problem.
So that's why I'm saying there are these kinds of issues, but I'm not directing this right now to Trump. If I had a chance to talk to him, that's what I'd tell him. But
no, I'm directing it to him because I know he's going to be the candidate. We need to start the battle early rather than late, so we start solutions now. I think that Obama wants the Mideast to blow up. I think Obama wants to
that's
have...
what he's been doing.
He wants a terrorist activity on American soil. He wants a catastrophe. So if Trump does get the nomination, they don't need to worry about an election because they'll preempt it by having some form of martial law or domestic security bill that, by the way, both parties, including Mitch McConnell of the Republicans, will back. And that's disgusting.
Because both parties are going to would back something like that they wouldn't do it. They're not going to stop the election. They're going to try and run the election to get another globalist in the office.
I don't think they can do it. I think it's already game over. I think looking at the
statistics,
they won't
be able to do it. So, but here's the real issue. The real issue is who's going to make sure that whoever is the momentary favorite of the population is going to be forced to go in the right direction. And what we see is an angry electorate which is potentially open now to the kinds of ideas you and I are discussing.
Exactly.
The 28 pages. This is when you and I first started talking about that, when Lyndon LaRouche first brought it up, no one was talking about the 28 pages except former Senator Bob Graham. Now a lot of people know about it. Glass-Steagall. This is something that was forgotten in the boom years of the speculative bubble that crashed in 2008. In the period after 2009, when another bubble was started, people forgot about Glass-Steagall. We've put that back on the agenda. A national Hamiltonian credit policy, we've put it on the agenda. And you know, because you've been talking to me for long enough now, no one was talking about the Silk Road and the BRICS the way we were in terms of creating a new alternative financial system to fund economic development and take the power away from the banksters. So these are areas where my organization has introduced ideas, LaRouche's ideas, into the debate.
Right.
And we have to do that now so that it's not just a few cognoscenti that know about it.
Right. But and by the way, it goes wrong. It goes well beyond this left-right paradigm, which is a fraud, that,
yeah,
you know, you're left or you're right. To be honest with you, let's talk solutions. Let's talk pro-human, pro-human race, pro-the idea that we're going to continue to have a sustainable planet that's not destroyed by clean energy, industry, rebuilding infrastructure, a planet where you don't have to have fission reactors. We moved to fusion reactors and other technology like the wing generator from Professor McCanny and others. Hydrogen technology, I just pulled up this morning after talking to Professor McCanny, this new sodium sulfur battery systems, which have been already developed about 2 or 3 years now in Japan. The fact is, we need to move towards solutions, and we got to stop this garbage of left-right paradigm stuff. We got to stop it. It's another way of manipulating us, is what it is.
Now, here's something very interesting that the kind of thing that I can bring to your listeners because of my international network with LaRouche.
Right.
There was an interview done by Bashar al-Assad last night on the number one German television station. 25-minute interview.
Wow.
And they were trying to provoke him a little bit, but they said, why did it take so long for the ceasefire to come into effect? And he said, because the countries controlling the terrorists, including the Americans, kept postponing the agreement. Now, most Germans believe that, but here it is, Assad saying it on German television. He
wow.
said, we started an internal reconciliation process years ago, and then he said, I've told the opposition, if they put down their weapons and agree to rejoin civil life and cooperate, they will get amnesty. We're not going to let the terrorists of ISIS and al-Nusra do that because they have an ideology ruling out any agreement. Then they said, well, would you step down? Would you be willing to step down? And he said, if the majority of the population wants me out, I'd step down. But that's
of course
a decision that has to be made by the Syrians.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, that's a statement by the Russian representatives under Putin, that they're only supporting a free election system where the people will make the decision, not Bashar al-Assad and not terrorists or caliphate.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo.
He looks like Eddie Munster's grandfather.
Yep.
he's creepy looking.
Yeah.
When you're out there without care, yeah, I was out.
So are we going to try to get someone on the program from either inside or recently inside the Trump campaign? Because, to be honest with you, I don't think that these people that are being elected realize you need an intelligent and active minority, which is what we have here listening to the Nutramedical Report and on Genesis Network. We have a group of people who want to know what's going on, want to get involved, and what I call an active and intelligent minority that has the truth. We have a huge number. In fact, our numbers, just listening to the Nutramedical Report 15 hours a week, are bigger than most cable news shows on television. And the Rouge Foundation knows that. You're getting huge response. We need to get this message through to candidates like Trump to say, get someone here yourself or someone on from your organization, and let's start talking solutions, because solutions are going to come from people like your organization and from myself and other people on our program that are top newsletter writers like Gerald Celente that actually focus on what the issues are. And the solutions are actually pretty straightforward. They're not that complicated, are they? Pass Glass-Steagall. Start dealing with the Chinese and Russians. Collaborate with the Russians getting rid of extreme Islam. Tighten up our borders. Build a wall. Well, make sure that you bring people across, you vet them.
Here's the point I want to make, and I've made it a few times, but I want to make it one more time for the listeners to grab this. We can't let politics be a spectator sport or the kind of thing that we say, well, you can't infect it, you can't do anything about it, let's just hope the right guy gets in there.
We've seen
where that gets us.
Right.
The whole point of what Lyndon LaRouche has been doing for the last 2 years is to take people into a different view of the reality facing the human race. Not
right.
just that we face possible extinction because of the policies of the lunatics who are the transatlantic financial oligarchs, but on the other side, that there is a potential to lift mankind out of the muck or the mud pie fights. You know, there is a potential now to move us back to the idea of a sane approach to economics, that is physical economy, which is based on two things, science and scientific discovery, But scientific discovery as a specific kind of product of human creative activity, man intervening in nature, not trying to live with nature. If we tried to coexist with nature, we would have died off millions of years ago.
Right.
It's man's creative intervention, looking at the stars to find out something about seasons and about various kinds of forces in the universe that are bigger than what we see on Earth, and use that knowledge to improve the conditions of every person. Now, most people can't do that. If you're lucky, you have a few geniuses every generation. The question is, how do you make sure those geniuses are not killed off or co-opted by an oligarchy which has done that throughout history? And the way you do that is you proliferate genius. You create a political system which gives people the opportunity to develop their capabilities. That's what the American system was created to do, and we've gone away from that. Now, this won't be won back by people just casting a vote for a particular candidate. The way to win it back is to become an apostle of the constitutional system of the United States, to be out there fighting for it with your friends and your coworkers and co-religionists and neighbors, and to make every day a fight to get this reality out that we not only can do better, but the world is changing. Now, here's the other important point. The enemy that you and I have identified, the Anglo-American empire, the financial oligarchy, the people who control Obama, they're desperate.
Right.
They're weak. They're losing their ability to survive. And we're not taking advantage of it to the extent that we're sitting there saying, well, you can't do anything because they're too powerful. Now, I have had a chance, thanks to you and your program, to talk to a number of your listeners over the last couple of years, and I encourage people to call me to engage in this discussion, and I'll give out my number in a moment. But what I'm finding is a lot of people are intrigued, they're interested, they listen to your show regularly, but they still have this little me belief that, well, you can't change it, they're too powerful. And the fact of the matter is that the forces that are controlling you are telling you that so you won't do anything. If you don't fight, there's no way you're going to win. And that's one of the things that these brainwashers who control the media and the political parties specialize in, convincing people that the best you can get is Hillary or Cruz or Bernie Sanders or one of these guys, when in fact, there's no reason we should tolerate any of this. And so,
well,
you know,
even if we get Trump
me, let me just give the number, then you can respond. It's 800-922-2907.
Yeah,
give me a call at that number. It's 800-922-2907, and I'll be happy to
You're exactly
talk
correct.
To
the most important point you made there is it's our engagement that actually, you know, as I say, when you get up in the morning and you wash your face or brush your teeth and you look in the mirror, the candidate we should be supporting is us. Whether we have Trump in there, we need to have a choke chain on him. We need to make sure that his team is under our thumb, and they're our servants. They're not our masters. And the problem is of people like narcissist Obama and the globalists behind him is they want to put out somebody that they want to crush us and teach us, like, he's your master now. Listen to Obama. And, of course, Obama is going to soon be the ex-president. But they want to bring in another globalist control freak that'll crush us under his boot, just like almost like a feudal system back in the Middle Ages, where they want us to be convinced that we don't have power. The fact is, they have delegated authority and power from us. And if we stay engaged, they can't get away with the kind of crap they've done that have stripped the country of its business, not build infrastructure, not advance Tier 1 science, not fix the planet to protect against unsafe post-geriatric nuclear reactors, and I'm writing a book that I'm working on for 5 years with an NRC nuclear safety expert, his radio name, Chris Harris. The fact is, solutions are straightforward. I just read an article today that's up on E&E News about we don't have any solution to Fukushima. Garbage. I laid out specific technical, industrial, and nuclear technologies and personal protection and detoxification strategies 3 years ago. And you know what? I don't even get detractors trying to attack me because they won't dare engage, because just like with LaRouche and your team, they won't engage you because whether it's left or right side, Democrat or Republican, they don't want to engage because you come back with good questions and good points that will push them toward admitting that the solutions are pretty damn straightforward. And the fact is, they won't take action because they want to maintain control. That's what it is, whether it's Republican or Democrat. That's why Mitch McConnell has gone along with the omnibus bill. That's why we allowed a lot of the things to happen with Hillary Clinton. Why did we allow it to happen? Because the powers that be want to maintain the current dialectic of control, and they want to keep their boot on our neck. And we have to realize, if we get engaged as a public, and we do contact you, 800-922-2907, we will start to change the paradigm of who is running this country. It's not Trump. It's not Obama. It's us. If we stay engaged.
That's the whole point. This is, you know, I do a lot of radio, and I'm beginning to get more and more people who are listening to the message, but they say, okay, I'm awake. Now what do I do? And then you tell them what they have to do, and they say, well, I didn't mean I was going to do it. I mean, if I just want you to know I'm awake. Well,
right.
So you're going to go to your death wide awake. That's not a good idea. We can win this fight, Bill, and this is why I would say to anybody who's serious about the future, get in touch with us. Go to LaRouchePack.com. It's LaRouchePack.com. Or call me at 800-922-2907. Call my office. I'll get back to you eventually. But we've got to have a population which finally says, we're going to stand and fight and make this country the better place that it should be, based on changing the people around us. You know, you can, and what we're seeing is that LaRouche's influence internationally has created a new economic paradigm. I think I told you on the break, Mrs. LaRouche is participating in a government conference in India today, where
right.
The Indians are working with the Chinese and the Russians. So we're moving the world. We've got to move the United States into alliance with this Eurasian perspective.
I guarantee you that the very first phone call that Trump will make, by his own admission, was be to talk to Putin about collaborating into terrorism. But he's going to collaborate on business. He's going to make deals, as he says, so we can open up a trans-Alaskan pipeline to China, so we can start building bridges, as they say, real bridges, industrial bridges, instead of more walls and wars, which is what Obama and Hillary will do.
Yep.
Amazing.
All
that right, solutions are
next week.
LaRouchePAC.com, LaRouchePUB.com for the Executive Intelligence Review. Again, that number, 800-922-2907. Contact Harley, and thank you, Harley. Amazing analysis of what's going on, and we need to make sure we maintain our control of our candidates.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.